So Venerable Geshe-la teaches us that with wisdom, everything teaches us something. And I just like to quickly tell you an example from when Venerable Geshe-la visited Tara Center many years ago, and he was walking in the local park where there was a lake. And after he came back, he explained to us what he had seen and used what he had seen as a Lamrim teaching. So he had been feeding the pigeons some breadcrumbs, and one of the pigeons was blind. And Venerable Geshe-la said he noticed that when any breadcrumbs landed in front of the blind pigeon, the other pigeons didn't take that bread, but left it for the blind pigeon. And Venerable Geshe-la said this showed that pigeons can have compassion. Then later, he was feeding the ducks on the lake, and one mother duck had a duckling who was weak. And again, when he was feeding them, even though if you've ever fed ducks, you'll know exactly what happens. They all like fight each other. But again, when the bread landed in front of the weak duckling, none of the ducks fought for that bread or took that bread. And Venerable Geshe-la said this showed that these ducks were practicing moral discipline, holding themselves back out of consideration for others. He also explained to us that in one of his past lives, Buddha Shakyamuni was a rabbit who was a bodhisattva. So I've remembered this story ever since Venerable Geshe-la told us a long time ago, because he used it to illustrate that if pigeons can have compassion and ducks can have moral discipline, and we can even find a rabbit with bodhicitta, we're human beings. We're human beings who've met Buddha Dharma. As I've mentioned a couple of times already, we must use this opportunity to do what humans can do who have met Buddha Dharma, which is improve ourselves, improve, train in compassion and wisdom until we become actual bodhisattvas. Then swiftly we can attain enlightenment for the benefit of all living beings. So this story shows us so many things. If I had time, I'd just devote the entire teaching to this story, but I'm not able to. But maybe you'd like to think, because with wisdom, everything that appears that we see can teach us something, can teach us Lamrim. If we engage in this practice, eventually seeing everything as aspects of Lamrim, whatever appears, what Lamrim is this teaching me? Eventually, we will abide in the Pure Land of Lamrim. So again, through Geshe-la's extraordinary example, he was just telling us, to help us, who he had met on his walk and what Dharma was appearing from pigeons, ducks, rabbits, and how that encourages us to really try. Try.